You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us. I'm Rhonda McBride. If you are out and about for First Friday tonight, you might want to check out the Juno Artist Gallery, where Liyuan Zhang, also known by friends as Sunny, is the featured artist this month, and she joins us now, as well as Mary McEwen. Both are members of the co-op, and Sunny happens to be one of the newest members. So, Sunny, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm so happy you invite me in today. It's so exciting to become featured artist of the Juno Artist Gallery for this month. Actually, I joined this gallery like just 2 months. I was so excited to become one of member of them because, you know, this gallery is such fantastic gallery in the local. So I just proud of I'm being there to be one of member with them.
Mary, maybe you could explain to us how people become members and what membership involves at the Juno Artist Gallery.
Well, becoming a member of the gallery involves a couple of different things. The first of which is kind of a year-long at minimum financial commitment and time commitment to join the gallery. There are 16 of us now that collectively own and operate the gallery now that Sunny has joined us. And that includes everything from taking time behind the counter, helping customers and spending time in the gallery, running the business, and also the time that it takes to run things behind the scenes. And, you know, things like our website and ordering supplies and designing displays and all the things that go into a business. All of the artists collectively manage those tasks. And then the other part of the application process is really a kind of a juried process on the applicant's artwork. They bring in some samples of their work, and then the existing members of the gallery take a vote to decide to bring that person into the gallery. And, you know, being a business, one of the things that we're looking for is, you know, not only the quality of the artwork, but how it would be sellable. And I think when we saw Sunny's artwork, we really noted right away. Of course, we were excited about the talent that she shows, but also I think having some of her work really adds some variety to the gallery. She has a lot of familiar subjects to us in Alaska with landscapes and animals that we know would sell well among visitors. We get a lot of traffic into the gallery during tourist season. And also Sunny's work has some real uniqueness to it in her materials and in her techniques. For example, she has some pieces that are pyrography or wood burning. And it really brings a uniqueness that is something different for our gallery. So we're excited to have that.
Sunny, what's it like to be a part of the gallery, to find other artists to share your work with, get ideas, collaborate?
Yeah, I think I joined this gallery. Sometimes I can see some artist work which we are influenced to each other. It also brings some inspiration to me.
So has being in Juno had an influence on your art?
Yes, of course. Juno is such unique, amazing place. After I moved here, the Juno wonderful landscape brings a lot of artistic inspiration to me. So after I moved here, I just start to paint some beautiful landscape about Alaska.
So tell us a little bit about how you got your start in art.
I have loved art since I was a child, but unfortunately, I didn't have chance to pursue my artist dream, like my childhood dream, want to be artist, because I came from China. In traditional Chinese culture, parents has a great authority in the family. Then children usually very respect their parents, especially in my times. So my parents, in my parents' opinion, they thought if I to be artist, it's kind of like risk decision. So after that, I become a teacher as they expected that way. But finally, I got a chance to chasing my childhood dream, which is to be artist after I moved to Juneau.
Well, Sunny, I'm glad that you didn't give up your dream despite what your parents thought you should do.
Thank you. Yeah, I also so excited about that.
And your art will be up all month, so I look forward to stopping in and seeing it during the month of November. Thanks so much. Hope you get a good turnout tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, Linda.